Well, Nova's here. We are talking this week about how we can have peace in the storms of our life. If you missed our first two programs, hope you got our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today, and check out those 14-minute programs. I also want to encourage you to subscribe to our podcast of the radio programs. You can go to iTunes or the Podbean app, or you can just go to our website, hopeishere.today, and sign up by email, and we will email the programs to you each afternoon after they've aired on the radio after lunchtime, a little after 1 p.m. each day. If you listen in the morning, you want to catch this program again, we'll always remind you we're on at 8:15 a.m. to 8:30, and then at lunchtime from 12:45 to 1 p.m. But so far this week, we've talked about how we can have peace and storms in our life. Number one, we've said, don't be surprised when the storms come. Number two, know that Jesus is with you in your boat during the storm in your life. And then the third thing that we wrapped up yesterday with is changing the way we react to the storm in our life. We know that we're going to have storms. We shouldn't be surprised with them. We know that they're going to happen in our lives, just like the seasons of weather change. We know it's going to be hot in the summer in Kentucky, and we know that that first frost is coming sometime in November, and usually a little snow in January or February, or in this case, a lot of snow. But we need to change the way we react to the storm. We've talked about life. We always have a choice. That great quote by Chuck Swindoll, life is 10% what happens to us and 90% how it reacts to us. And I love this quote by Smith Wigglesworth, a wonderful pastor, just great, great man of God. He told the story. He said, we were sleeping one night when the manifestation of evil filled our room and the spirit of fear gripped both of us. My wife, Polly, was so frightened she could not open her eyes. I suddenly sat up in the bed, and I saw the devil. I rubbed my eyes to be sure it was him, and then I said, oh, it's only you? I then turned to my wife, Polly, and told her to go back to sleep. It was nothing of consequence, and I laid my head back down. Suddenly, an overwhelming sense of peace and love filled the room, and we had the most blessed night of sleep ever. And you know, that sometimes we just got to look at the enemy when he's trying to cause storms and fear and anxiety in our life and just say, oh, it's only you? I'm a child of the Most High God. The Bible says I am the head and not the tail, and that I don't have to be in fear, and that there's always hope because of Jesus. And even though the storms may show up in my life, and sometimes even though we expect them in certain seasons of life, sometimes unexpected storms in our life happen, but we can stand on Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, that says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. So he's got us. He had us in the past. He's got us today. He will be with us in the future, and he will help us. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. Love this verse about hope. It says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. Stand on your hope in Jesus. Use that as your anchor today. Stand on what Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19 says, that God will help us. He's our hope. He's our anchor that is for our soul, that is firm and secure when we're in the storms of our lives. A fourth thing that we can learn during the storms of our life and grow from these storms is it's during the storms in our life that we realize what's really important. It's a chance to reprioritize. You know, I've heard my hero Wayne Smith say a lot of times, you know, I've done a lot of funerals, but I've never done one with a U-Haul behind the hearse. And I apologize to Wayne about that impression, but you get the point. Okay, you don't take anything with you. And a lot of times all this material stuff that we're striving to get and all these toys and things, man, when you die, you don't take any of that stuff with you. And want to make sure that you remember it's about relationships and not things, okay? And that's one of the things I think a lot of times people that are following Jesus, they can get caught up in the rules of religion and not just the relationship with Jesus. Remember Mary and Martha's story where, you know, they were trying to listen to Jesus and And Mary was one to sit at the feet of Jesus, but Martha was trying to stay busy getting the hospitality part of it ready because people were at the house, and they were probably going to have something to eat when Jesus got done talking. And Martha got upset and said, Jesus, why don't you even say something to my sister to get her to help? And he just said, you know, Mary knows what is important and is listening and spending time with me. And, you know, I'm a type A like Martha, so I get it. I get it. And, you know, so many of us, we want to be a Mary, but we live in a Martha world where it's all about achievement and what we're getting done, our to-do list. And yet, friends, I know myself and know many of you listening, you've experienced burnout and you've got worn out because of trying to be a Martha all the time. And for some of you today, man, it's just about slowing down. And one of the most powerful words that we can use, it's a very short word. It's only two letters. But just using the word no. You don't have to be rude about it, but you can just say, you know, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now, but I hope that you will ask me again. And it's okay to say no sometimes to things. And, you know, you got to reprioritize, and it's a chance to learn, a chance to grow, and a chance to maybe do things differently when storms in our life happen. This is a chance to reprioritize. Joshua chapter 24, verse 15 says, choose today whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And you got to decide that for your house today. And some of you may live with a spouse that's not a believer. But you know what? You can live your life and say, I'm going to honor God with my one and only life. And one of the things that I learned through the flood and bankruptcy and divorce over 20 years ago now, you know, sometimes when God's all you've got, God's all you need. And when we go through the storms in life, we can either become bitter or we can become better. But we can't be both. And I want to encourage you today, say, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this storm, and I'm going to reprioritize my time with you and my relationship with you. And, you know, Lee Faust talked about it last week about starting the book of John and start reading. We all can spend 5 or 10 minutes with him. If you don't have 5, 10 minutes to spend reading God's word, you're too busy, and you need to say no to something. And I want to encourage you to reprioritize what's important in your life. We got 168 hours in our weeks. And just giving God a couple hours on Sunday is really not sufficient. If you want to grow and you want to have peace in the storms of your life, it's impossible, friends. You don't just brush your teeth once a week. You just don't eat one meal a week. You eat usually 3 meals a day. Most of us hopefully brush our teeth morning and evening. So, you know, let's just keep it simple. 7 days a week, that's 14 times. Well, what about if we spent 14 times with God each week? And I say that to encourage you. Some of you need to be challenged. You like a challenge. And I'm telling you, there will be a peace that just happens in your heart and your life that it just doesn't make sense. But Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Jesus said, seek the kingdom of God above all else and live righteously, and he will give you everything you need. And the thing I get a little confused sometimes is about that difference between wants and needs. God loves to bless his kids and vacations and cars and homes and things. But, you know, also sometimes we get those things out of order, and it's really just about needs. And I went through a tough season a few years ago financially, and I wrote Philippians 4:19 on a post-it note and stuck it in the dashboard of my car. And I've still got it. It's weathered because it sat there for 3 years, and the sun got it, and it's kind of crinkled now around the edges. But it always brings such great memories because Philippians 4:19 simply says, and my God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. And friends, I'm here to tell you that several years later, since I posted that verse on that post-it note stuck in the dashboard of my car, that God has met all my needs. Yeah, there's been some wants that haven't happened, but I have not had any needs that were not met because our God, our Heavenly Father, he's a good, good Father. He loves to bless his kids and help his kids. As I wrap this up today, we've talked about how can we have peace in the storms of our life. One, don't be surprised when the storms come. 2, know that Jesus is with you in your boat in the storms in your life. 3, we can change the way we react to the storms in our life. 4, it's during the storms that we realize what's really important, and it's a chance to reprioritize what's important in our lives. And last but not least, to have peace in the storms in our life, like Jesus, you have to speak to the storm using God's word. Remember Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, verses 35 through 41. If you look in verse 39, it says, "Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, 'Peace, be still.' And the wind ceased, and there was a great peace there." And that's one of the things that when we stand on God's promise, not our feelings or our circumstances, it will give us a lot of peace. And Philippians 4:13 is a simple verse that has helped me a lot when I've been weary and worn out from dealing with storms in my life, when I've had a lack of peace. It simply says in Philippians 4, verse 13, "I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength." Doesn't say I can do some things. Doesn't say I can do most things. It says I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can remember my dad one time saying, you know, he had prayed about something and that morning, and then we went to work. Things just started to blow up, and it was involved the same situation he prayed about. And he would simply say out loud, "Satan, you're not going to steal my joy, and get behind me, Satan. Satan, you're not going to steal my joy. Get behind me, Satan." Maybe for some of you today, that needs to become your catchphrase. Satan, you're not going to steal my joy today. Get behind me, Satan. And you know what? He'll leave. He'll leave because he fears Jesus. He does. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13 says, "If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be on top and not the bottom." And you've heard me quote that verse earlier this week, that you are the head and not the tail if you're a follower of Jesus. Yet I see too many followers of Jesus walking around with their shoulders slumped and a frown on their face and being defeated. And I got to challenge you and encourage you today. If you're a follower of Jesus, it says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, that God will make you the head and not the tail, and that you're always on top and not on the bottom. And stand on it today when you start hearing those lies in your mind and your ears, those lies, any that you're a loser and things will never get better. And you say, "Nope, God says I'm the head and I'm not the tail." And then I want to close with Psalm 28:7 is a verse that has helped me so much. And it's a word that I like to speak out when I'm kind of struggling with having peace and maybe having a little fear, anxiety going on in my mind and my heart. Psalm 28:7, the first part of it just simply says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in you, Lord, and I am helped." Isn't that great? God saying, "Hey, when you're weak and weary, I'll be your strength. When people are gossiping about you, there's rumors going around, I'll be your shield." And in my anxiety, my fear, my woes, my concerns, my fears, that Lord, when I trust you, with you help me. And I want you to stand on Psalm 28:7 today. If you've been blessed by these three programs that we've did on how you can have peace in the storms of your life, I want to encourage you to share them with somebody today. If you want to listen to them again, maybe you're going through a lot of storms in your life right now, you can go to our website, listen at your convenience to these 14-minute programs. Our website is simply hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
If you have been blessed by Hope is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.